Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, every day is a gift from God. And what a treasure to our hearts when we realize and we understand and we see all of the things that God does for us on a daily basis that many times we may not even realize. You know, we may overlook the beautiful things that God does for us each and every day of life. Well, welcome tonight. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. And we do honor the soldiers and all that have given their lives, and even those that have just given up of their life to go overseas and to defend our country and our nation, and the families that have sacrificed so much to do that and to be a part of that. We honor them tonight, and we tell them thank you, thank you, thank you. Tonight, let's see, this is May the 31st. This is a wrap on this month. A wrap. Tomorrow we start June the 1st. Goodness, summer is here. But I want to welcome each and everyone and just thank you for taking your time tonight. I realize being Memorial Day, there might be a lot of people that were out of town or had loved ones, you know, family in town visiting or had gone to the beaches or vacations or just various things. Kids would have gotten out of school, so I understand that there may not be that many on the program tonight just because there's a lot of people doing things tonight and enjoying the fellowship with one another and those that they love, and that's great. But anyhow, welcome here tonight to Blog Talk. Tonight I'm just going to talk just a little bit briefly. I didn't really sit down and spend a lot of time you know, writing out stuff or anything like that. I just spent a little time with the Lord today. And, you know, as I've said before, you guys usually get to participate in what I've been going through in my life. And not that it's all bad. That's not the case at all. But I want to start with the scripture in Psalms 34:14. It says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You know, many times we have different ideas of what pursuing peace is. And I don't, most of the time we probably think of people, you know, of getting along with people. And certainly that is a part of it. But for me personally, I'm learning more and more how to identify when my peace is leaving rather than, you know, used to seem like a lot of times it would be after I was just totally felt like I was in a turmoil or in a tizzy or just, you know, be totally upset. And it's like, God, my peace is gone, you know. Whereas now, and for a while, the Lord has really taught me how to, in pursuing peace, how to recognize more immediately when, okay, this is starting to rock my boat a little bit. We've been going through this some with the house hunting, you know, and wanting to move and knowing that God has, the Lord has given me, oh goodness, word after word after word about relocating us to an area that he's chosen for us and a place of destiny and a place where there's, where he has purpose in us being there. And, of course, if any of you have heard about the house market or been aware of it, I know you've heard some of the stuff with Randy and things with Tanisha and Terrence. The housing market right now is just crazy. And things fly off the market. I mean, they'll come on the market, and within a day or two, most of the time there's a contract on them. I mean, it's just gone. So you have to really be on your toes and keeping up with everything right now in order to have the best option or the best chance of getting anything. And, of course, it's like anything else. You'll kiss a lot of frogs trying to find a prince. So a whole lot of the places that you go and look at, you know, when you get there, it's like, and this is not really going to work or this is not what we're needing. And it can get a little frustrating, but I honestly enjoy the looking. We've been looking for quite a long time now. Even we're looking before we had the means to move and still waiting for a little of that to come together, which should in the next couple of weeks. But what I have found, you know, a couple of times here recently is places that we would find there would be multiple offers or, you know, I would find myself like, oh, my gosh, I've got to put all of this together. I've got to bring all of this together. I've got to bring the loose ends together. One piece of land that we looked at even this last week, it was like I looked at it and it had very little road frontage. And it went between, the road frontage went between two houses, and I'm like, well, I think there's a creek back there, and that's going to be a big deal to try to build a driveway over a creek. You'd have to build a bridge and blah, 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 and then realize that some of the land fronted further down the road and didn't realize that, and saw it was like, oh, that's beautiful there, but there was a little piece of land in front of it you would have to buy from somebody else. And it was one of those things, the further I went, at first it was like, okay, this is a really good price on this property. And then as I realized that the piece of land down the road that I thought was really beautiful that I was looking at was actually a part of it. And then I got kind of excited and I thought, oh, wow, that's beautiful back in there, and wouldn't have to drive between the two houses. But then there was a piece of property that belonged to someone else, just a little thin strip of land that would have to be purchased in order to put a driveway in. And so as I got started, I noticed the further I went in trying to figure this out, and then the realtor was like, well, do you want me to write a letter to the people that own the little strip of land to see if they want to sell it? And then I'm thinking, well, if I have to take out, you know, two loans or something like that, how would this come together? And the next thing you know, it was just like, okay, this is getting very complicated, and it's starting to mess with my peace a little bit. Of course, my husband went there even quicker, and he was like, you know, I don't have to have this. And but the Lord, you know, dealt with me some as I started, you know, because it's real easy sometimes to try to make things happen. You know, sometimes we can figure stuff out, and I'm kind of a problem solver anyhow. That's kind of my nature to want to problem solve some. That's just the way I'm put together is when there's a problem, I'll try to look through every option and try to see if I can work things out. I think some of that's just part of being a woman. I think God made us a little bit to be able to problem solve and to be able to put things in order. And I try to put things in order, and I try to fix things a little bit. And at times the Lord has had to deal with me about that, you know, because at times I'd want to fix things that I really had no business fixing that wasn't mine to fix. But anyhow, as I started trying to figure out how to make this land thing work, finally I was like, I just threw the brakes on, thank you, Jesus. And I thought, Lord, this thing is starting to mess with my peace. And I know that's not the way that the Lord works. You know, he works through peace. And I thought, God, in my heart of hearts, I believe that when I find or we find the place that you have for us, that it's going to be, I think it will be easy, to be honest. I think it's something that will come together quite smoothly, and that it won't be something that robs our peace or that we have to try to make it work out. You know, and that's in pursuing peace. When I thought about that scripture, and remember, I could remember there was a scripture that said seek peace, and there's several of them, but I thought, no, there is one that says pursue peace. And I thought, you know, that can be so instrumental in our everyday life, particularly in following God and following his leading and in trusting and believing him to pursue peace, so that when we get in situations that we feel our peace being stolen or our peace being, like as I call it, you know, feel your boat being rocked some, and it's like, Lord, where is that peace? Where is that feeling of peace? And, of course, I went back again, and this has been 3 or 4 weeks ago now, maybe something like that, that I really felt the peace of God when I told my husband. I said, you know what, let's finish this case. And, of course, I've signed on all of that, just waiting on the signature on the really just waiting for the lawyer just to finalize it. But everything is signed off on now. And then let's, you know, pay off the house, be out of debt, get the carpenters in here to begin to do the remodel, and take our time and be at peace with it, enjoy every step of it. Even watching the transformation to this place as carpenters are fixing it up to sale, is like, that will be a joy and that will be fun. I do know that it will be probably difficult in some ways having workers in here while we're living here, but it also will be a joy to be seeing it be done. And then to, you know, to just follow the leading of the Lord. And as we see places, go look, but not being a tizzy of, oh, my God, I've got to buy something right away. We've got to get moved. I got to do this and I got to do that. And I was like, Lord, thank you for reminding me sometime. Because don't we all get caught up in things? Sometimes we get caught up in our own plans and our own desires and even things that God has set forth for us, even things that are God plans, because this is, that we can get into that, I've got to make it happen now, or getting in a rush, or trying to put a square peg into a round hole where, like, I can work this out. And sometimes it's not to be. So anyhow, after all of this, after I realized, it was like, okay, I feel like I'm working at this now. This no longer feels, you know, where this particular piece of property was. I thought, okay, I feel like I'm working at this now. And it didn't, you know, it didn't feel right. And I just stopped altogether, and I texted my realtor, and I told her, I said, I'm going to let this place go. This is getting too complicated on this one. We will continue to look. And it felt good to do that. It felt good to do that. It certainly did to my husband. But, you know, we just do that sometimes, regardless of what's going on, regardless, even when it's in family situations, sometimes when our hearts are in the right places, as far as wanting good for people, wanting good for family members, and we're wanting so bad for them to see and them to understand of the good things of God and how much God loves them, and we so want them to give their hearts to God or to turn their lives around. Hadn't we all been there at times that we've been praying for those that it's like, oh, if you just realize what God has for you, if you just realize how much different your life could be You know, I've got family members that I'm praying for like that too. But sometimes we feel so desperate for them, you know, that we can want it for them so much that even that can steal your peace. Even that, the worrying over them or just the desperation of wanting them to make the right choices, that it can become a burden. It can become a pure burden that we're worried about them and fretting over them and trying to pray hard enough and trying to figure out, well, if I could get them to go to church with me or maybe if so-and-so, maybe they would listen to so-and-so. Maybe if I had them run over and visit them or call them or, you know what, maybe I read a good book that might would affect them, that might would touch their hearts. Maybe if I could give them that book for their birthday, you know. And we go through everything in our minds. If I could just make this happen, when truly it's God, you know, we obey him, yes. We follow his leading, but the pursuing peace, you know, I'm reminded of a scripture, Colossians 3:15. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. We were called to peace and be thankful. You know, here a few years ago, I'm going to say five, six, something like that. I went through a season, probably 3 or 4 weeks, that the Lord kept waking me up at 3:15. I'd get up and it'd be 3:15. I'd wake up, I'd look at the clock, it'd be 3:15. I would be cooking and my phone would ring or something, and when I pick up my phone, it'd be 3:15. You know, I'd be going down the road in my truck, and I'd glance at the clock, and it'd be 3:15. And I was seeing 3:15, and particularly the Lord was getting me up at 3:15 a lot. And after it went on really for about 2 weeks, whatever it was, 2 or 3 weeks, finally, you know, because I'm familiar with the Lord dealing with me in numbers, that's something that he seems to do, shows me numbers and things and speaks to me in numbers repetitively. Anyhow, one morning I got up and I said, okay, Lord, I said, there's got to be something to this 3:15. And I said, is this a scripture? And I thought, God, there are so many chapters in the Bible that have a 3:15. I said, I wouldn't even begin to know which scripture it is. And just as clear as a bell, I heard Holy Spirit say Colossians. And off the top of my head, I didn't know what Colossians 3:15 was at that time. So I reached and I got my Bible and I opened it. And sure enough, there was, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. And of course, peace is something that God has talked to me about a lot, because a lack of peace is something I have dealt with a whole lot. I'm way, way, way better than I used to be. But I went through a number of years of really struggling with peace through, you know, after having gone through lots of sickness and health issues and various things and family members and, you know, family turmoil and lose, you know, sickness and death in the family and just all kinds of stuff. But it was God speaking to me about peace. And I love that it says, and be thankful. You know, that's just like the song that I played at the beginning of the program of the gifts of God, about so many of the little things in life that are gifts that we just simply overlook. And most often it's the small things that are the most meaningful. You know, my husband and I both, we say all the time now that the most valuable thing in life is the peace of God. You know, more than money, more than anything else, is to have peace. Because, you know, you see many people that are millionaires and billionaires that commit suicide because they have no peace. but to have the peace of God even when you're going through sickness and things like that, because the word says that the peace of God brings health to your body. So, anyhow, the Lord just been talking to me about peace and teaching me more all the time how to identify quickly when I sense my peace being stolen or my peace being rocked, and to shut it down, you know. For one thing, health-wise, it's so much better for us to have peace, but just the peace of mind it gives us, we're able to rest so much better, to heal so much better, to have health. When we have the peace of God, we're able to hear God better. It's really difficult to hear God if you're in turmoil, and that's just the truth. It's very difficult to hear God if your mind is in turmoil all the time. It blocks it, makes it very difficult, and it can and does at times open the door to the enemy to torment us. So I want to end with another scripture. James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." And then in another place it says, "In righteousness is peace. Peace and joy is righteousness." So, Lord, we thank you for peace. God, we thank you for your guidance, Lord, that we know that the peace of God guides us. Lord, that is our guide, is the peace, the guide in our hearts is the peace of God. And, Lord, we just thank you for peace. Lord, we thank you for the healing that it brings to our bodies. Lord, we thank you for the quietness that it brings to our mind, that we can hear you. Lord, we just thank you for the rest that comes when our bodies and our hearts and our minds are at peace. And Lord, we thank you for helping us to identify when our peace is being moved from center, when our peace is being robbed, Lord, that we will quickly move away from whatever is disturbing our peace, Lord, and put our trust in you. And Lord, look to you for every answer, but Lord, that we will seek peace and we will pursue peace with all that is within us. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to play another little song while I write down phone numbers, and then we'll begin taking callers.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed. I'm amazed by you.
Most amazing thing of all is how God loves us. I'm always just, you know, all of us, I guess, when we look back over lives, I know my own life, sometimes I look back at the mistakes I've made and the failures and lots, things like that through the years. I'm like, God, and you loved me. You never gave up on me. You never quit trying. You never even held it against me, the shortcomings. His love is so perfectly and wonderfully amazing. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Lord, I just thank you for tonight. Lord, I thank you for each and every one that's on here tonight. And Lord, I just bless them in Jesus' name. And Father, I just ask that you touch every heart, Lord, that, Lord, you help us to connect our faith with yours, Lord, for their best life. Lord, for breakthrough and understanding and transformation and for, Lord, for healing, Lord, for growth, Father, for everything that you have planned for their lives and for destiny and purpose, Lord, to come into alignment. Lord, I just thank you. Amen. Okay, my first caller tonight, 251-342. I think this is Miss Latrice.
It is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, hon? You doing good tonight?
I'm hanging tough.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, I hope you've had a good holiday weekend this weekend.
Father, I've been doing homework.
Lord, I thank you for Latrice, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for just filling and Lord, for filling her up, Lord. I thank you for filling her up, Lord, and just restoring, Lord, just bringing an added strength, God, a refreshing, added energy, God. Lord, I thank you for just bringing extra energy and extra blessing, Lord, and extra, Lord, just extra understanding and knowing, Lord, knowing exactly, Lord, her value, Lord, in you. Lord, I thank you for the values. So, Teresa, well, I was getting this even a little earlier concerning you about the values of heaven, the value system of heaven, how we are valued by the Lord. And, you know, sometimes, you know, just the people we're around on earth, there can seem like a different value system with people. You know, there's people that will value our opinion. There's people that won't value our opinion. There's people that will think highly of us for positions we're in or the house you live in. You know, the value system of people can be really fickle. And sometimes emotionally it can be like an emotional roller coaster because, you know, people, sometimes they may value you when there's something they're needing from you. You know, if they're needing your prayers, if they're needing your attention, if they're needing financial assistance from you, people can be very fickle in how they value someone many times depending on what their personal needs are. But, you know, for us, when we're around people and, you know, in some ways it can be very comforting to know that people value us and that they love us and that they value our friendship, which is good. You know, that's a good thing. Sometimes it can actually, in other ways, it might even be a bit of an ego booster if we think people value our opinions or they value the knowledge that we have gained through the years. So it can be, and then with others, maybe when we know that the wisdom that we have might be beneficial to them, but that particular, you know, there will be people that don't value our opinion, even though, you know, we know that we could help them, that there's situations that they're in, that it's like, you know, I know that there's scripture and there are various things that could help you, but you don't value what I say. And that can be heartbreaking, you know. So we're around people all the time, and the value system, it at times it can pump us up, at times it can pull us down. Sometimes it can bring joy to us, but it can also bring heartbreak to us because people can be all over the map as far as how they feel about us, and their value systems towards us can fluctuate from one end of the spectrum to the other. So it really can be very much an emotional roller coaster with the value system of people. But the value system of the Lord, to know that we're valued by God and that we have a value in the kingdom, to me, it's a stabilizer. It's a stabilizer because God's not impressed with us like people can be, and neither is God against us or change his mind about us in any way if maybe we made a mistake or if, you know, if we did something that was disappointing. His value system never changes, and to me, it's so much of a rock. It's like having your feet upon the rock because the value system of the Lord and the value system of the kingdom, it's like God knows who we really are. He knows. He's seen every failure, and he's seen all of the good that we've done, even when no one else ever saw it. You know, those times that we've been up at night and we've prayed for people, or we've done good things towards them and many times never said a word to them, or they had no idea that we were standing in the gap for them, you know, and that maybe good things were happening because there were people standing in the gap. See, the value system of God is just such a rock and a stabilizer, and it won't move us, it won't move our emotions back and forth because it's steadfast, and God's love is steadfast for his people. People can pull us from the highest high to the lowest low because their value systems and their the way they think of us or feel towards us can change all the time, and it can change in an instant, many times depending on what their needs are. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for just Lord emphasizing and just filling Latrice's heart with how much she's valued by you, Lord, and regardless of whatever goes on around her, the people around her, the situations around her, even at times when our own, you know, sometimes we judge even our own self-worth when we make mistakes. We'll think, man, I shouldn't have done that, or why didn't I see that until, you know. Yeah, we all do that. We've all done that. So even our, you know, with our own self-value, we will beat ourselves up sometime because we'll think, man, I knew better than that. Why didn't I see that? Why didn't I discern that? Or why didn't I hear you on that? You know, but God's value system, his love for us, his acceptance of us, his plan for us, how he sees us through Christ, it's never changing, and it's such a stabilizer, and it brings such peace and just, I said, that feeling of I'm never moved, you know, of I will not be moved because he values me and he loves me, and his the way he sees me never changes ever at all. So, Lord, I just thank you for Latrice, and, Lord, I bless her in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, just speak a blessing on her household, Lord, and I just thank you, God, for refreshing her and just filling her with the peace and love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I do thank you again, Jenny.
You're welcome, sweetie. I know that was kind of lengthy, but that's just what I was getting. So
it's all good.
I hope it meant something to you.
Was there anything that
you were needing prayer about specific tonight, sweetie?
Just believe in God for manifestation and some unspoken prayers. But that's about it.
Okay. Well, Father, you know, Lord, you know what's on her heart, and you know those things that affect her life, Lord, and those things that she has before you, Father. So, Lord, I just come into agreement, Lord, and add my faith with hers, Father, that she will see the fulfillment and the manifestation, Lord, of prayers answered in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, and thank you so much. And you have a good week and a good night.
You too, hon. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Get a little drunk here. Okay, 910-709. How are you, Miss Sylvia?
Hi, how are you, Jenny?
I'm good.
Oh, that's great.
Did you have a good day today?
Oh, yes, I rested today, and then I was sitting here, remember that you were on, and I hurry up and jumped up to call, and then I was studying in between.
Yeah, I noticed there wasn't a program the last two nights, and so I thought I wanted to make sure and be here tonight, which I didn't have anything going on today anyhow. We were just around the house here. But I wanted, knowing that there had not been the last two nights, I wanted all the more to be here. So, anyhow, well, let's pray for you.
Glad you're here. Okay.
Well, thank you. Lord, I thank you for Miss Sylvia, God. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for... I'm hearing the word heralding. I mean, you know, the only thing I've ever heard on heralding is like heart... Let me see if I can find a heralding information definition.
Okay.
Huh. Okay, it says heralding be a sign that something is about to happen. Huh.
Ooh, praise the Lord.
That's what it says, to be a sign that something is about to happen. Huh.
Oh,
it says the speech heralded a change in policy. Okay, so wow. Okay, you know, I in that Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I don't guess I really thought about it and knew the song, but that's what I just kind of heard the word heralding, and I'm thinking, okay, what it, you know, I kind of understand what it means, but so a sign that something that there's about to be a change. So Lord, we just thank you, God, for changes in and around Sylvia's life, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for for the purposes and plans of God coming forth, Lord. A new season, a new season. It's just like I'm hearing a new season. Father, I thank you for the, I can feel that, for the new season, yeah. Lord. I thank you, Father, for a new season in Sylvia's life, Lord. Lord, for crossing over, Father. Lord, for like a veil, like passing through a veil. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for this new season. Lord, I thank you for, Lord, the heralding, Lord. Lord, even the declarations of heaven, Lord. I thank you, Father. I don't know what else to and just like heralding in a new season. And when I said a new season, I felt it. I could feel Holy Spirit when I said that. So thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for a season. Lord, for a new season that brings forth health, Father, that brings forth new opportunity for Sylvia, Lord, that brings forth new strength and new vision and new a greater level of anointing. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the favor of God in greater measure. And, Lord, I thank you for answered prayers. Lord, I thank you, Father, for her seeing the culmination of some things, Lord, coming together, Lord, and for prayers answered. I thank you, Lord, for that. And, Lord, I thank you for just the purposes and plans and the assignments of the Lord coming forth, Lord, and just seeing the greater and the greater, Lord. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's an unusual word to hear. I heard that and I got quiet and I thought, I listened and I still heard heralding and I'm thinking, okay, that sounds like a Christmas carol, but anyhow, I had no idea.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He had said before,
Jesus,
I was coming out of a season of spiritual warfare, and I'm glad for the new season. I thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Jesus. Hey.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey. That's why I had to call you. I jumped up out of a sleep and looked at my phone. Oh, that made my day. Thank you, Jesus.
That's
you,
cool.
Jesus.
Thank you. So the
Ooh.
Like I said, I didn't even know exactly what it meant, but the sign of a what? Let's see. That something is about to happen.
To happen. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And, you know, I've been praying, telling him I needed a change in my life. I'm like, man, I tell him just the slightest thing would be okay. Thank you, Lord.
He's a working girl. He is a working
yes,
in your life. He has
yes.
been. I mean, God has been working so much in your life. And, but this just
yes.
seems like a time of some things being wrapped up and new stepping into a new season. Just a culmination
yes.
of things coming together in a new season. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. I look
Hallelujah.
Forward to hearing what all God does in your life. I always enjoy all your testimonies anyhow. But it's I look
okay.
forward to hearing just divine health and stuff. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Okay, Jeannie, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome,
you.
Hon. I'm glad
okay,
you woke
have
up.
Have a good night.
Got on the program.
Oh, yeah.
Good
so, okay, good night. Bye.
That's so fun. 828-989. How's Miss Jennifer tonight?
Better after listening to you. I really needed, you know, what you were talking about. I came in a little late, so I didn't hear it all. I'm going to have to go back and listen, but it really ministered to me tonight.
Oh, good, good. Like I said, you guys, y'all always get to hear kind of what I've been living and going, you know, just things happening in my life, but you know, that just seems to be how the Lord works with me is he keeps me very honest, which that's just kind of my personality. I'm kind of a where the rubber meets the road kind of person anyhow. But the Lord just has me to share things that are going on because I think most all of us, we go through very much similar things, at least emotionally and things like that. But the things that I go through many times are some of the same needs and experiences that others have had. So just thank you, Jesus. Well, let's pray for you, girl. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I thank you for the peace of God, and Lord, I thank you for the gentle spirit that you've given her. Lord, I thank you, Father, how that even the Holy Spirit comes in and gently speaks to her and leads her and brings comfort and guidance, and it just seems like a wooing of Holy Spirit. How that the Lord deals with you in such a gentle, sweet, and loving way. Father, I thank you, God, that I see colors. I see colors. And I don't mean like crayons. I mean like colors. I see colors around you. And I know various colors can represent various things. I know through the years that I would have, and God's always given me dreams from the Lord. There have been seasons. It's always been in seasons. There would be seasons I would have just dreams and dreams and dreams from the Lord. And many times, sometimes they would be not so colorful, but other times there would be very brilliant colors in the dreams. And the Lord led me, you know, I learned that when there were real brilliant colors, many times to look up the meanings of colors, because they would have significance many times. And I remember like the color yellow would represent joy, and blue, like the brilliant blue, like heaven and the things of heaven, the spirit of the Lord. And of course, we know red blood, but the Lord would use colors that would have great meaning. And I just see such color. I know the Lord uses you in painting and things, but there's more than just a natural. It's like I see color around your life. And I don't know if that makes any sense at all. But I just see the colors. But I know, you know, if you've got, I know printers are always changing. If you've ever seen printers and when they would run out of ink and you would have to go get new ink cartridges, you know, and there's usually a black one and then there's one that has colors. And then when you first put it in, and my husband does this kind of stuff, but I've still stood there and watched them. You know, when you put those cartridges in that printer again, and then you have to do something, and it calibrates kind of, it like you run a sheet of paper through, and it sets those colors so that it'll be in the right lines and stuff. I think it's like calibrating it. You understand? Okay, so that it makes all of, you have to run it through, and then that computer, it sets all of that so that the colors are in the right place, so that the lines, I don't even know how to describe it, but I know it does something like that, that it puts everything so that the colors line up, and there's something like that going on with you. That God is aligning your colors. I know this sounds odd, but that your lines are all lining up with His lines. That you're calibrated. that's the word. It's like that you're being calibrated with Him and all of these beautiful colors that God has put in you. Wow, it's like I'm seeing it now. All these beautiful colors, because God's given you, you're very multifaceted is what I get. God, you're very multifaceted, you're multi-talented. There's a lot of colors in you. That's just how I see the things that God has put in people. Sometimes it can be multiple talents, it can be multiple gifts, but there are many colors in you, many, many facets to you. But God is calibrating you. Oh, I can feel that in my stomach. He's calibrating you so that your colors and are lined up with His lines, just like with that printer and that computer, so that when you print something, it doesn't come out fuzzy and it doesn't come out with the colors in the wrong places and things. It comes out just like you wanted it to print. You know, that if I put a picture in there, like if God puts a picture in you and He's wanting that to come out, then it comes out exactly like he put it in exactly like he was wanting it to be expressed. That's more a better way of saying that. That when God has put something in you, that when and God's wanting to bring that out of you, that it's expressed in exactly the way that he intended, that your colors are lined up with his colors and your lines are in a direct alignment with his lines.
Mm-hmm.
I know this seems strange, but that's just kind of how I'm seeing it, sort of. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for calibrating everything, all of these beautiful colors with talents and gifts and anointings. So that's a lot of those colors, the beautiful colors and multifaceted, how God will use that. But, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for calibrating all of this, Lord, so that everything comes out expressed in the most beautiful way and in the most God way. Lord, that you are able to take every color that you've put in Jennifer. And Lord, just like when the diamond cutter cuts the diamond, he takes each one and he gets the most value out of that particular jewel by the way he puts the cuts on it. You know, how that comes out, one may be shaped one way and one another. But for that particular diamond, that particular rock, they will cut it so that it has the very most value, and it's all in how it reflects the light of each cut will reflect the light and reflect the colors and things. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are doing that in Jennifer, Lord, that you are shaping her for the very most value. For heaven and for the kingdom of God and for you, Lord, so that she will express each and every color to the fullest and exactly how you've intended it, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for her, God. I thank you for all the many gifts and talents and, Lord, the understanding and wisdom and discernment, Lord, all of these beautiful things, Lord, that you're working in her and that you have planted in her. Lord, so many things that you put in her from the before she was ever born, Lord, from her mother's womb, so many things planted in her. And Lord, I thank you for her life, and Lord, I thank you for all that you're going to do in her, and Lord, all of these things of God that are going to be expressed through her life, that will reflect the beauty of God, that will reflect the kindness and the goodness and the depth of God's love. And Lord, through so many things that she does, her songs, her paintings, Lord, her testimonies, Lord, that the beauty of God will be expressed. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you. And I bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I know I was quiet, but I mean, colors does mean something to me. He's been showing me colors, but I don't understand what he's trying to tell me. So maybe this is going to help me understand a lot more. I've been praying, like, I don't understand what all these colors mean, you know, Lord. Why do you keep showing me colors? So I want you to know that it doesn't sound crazy. I'm just been trying to discern what all it means. So thank you.
No, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, I just see that you're a person that you have many colors in you, and like the gifts and anointings and talents and things that are within us. That's how I see them many times, as many, many colors that God has put within us. So that's a beautiful thing. So, did you have anything special you were wanting prayer about tonight, sweetie?
No, I'll let you get on with your next caller and not monopolize the time, but I just so much appreciate. I've been uplifted tonight. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, thank you for calling and thank you for waiting.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Okay. Let me get another little drink real quick. Hey, Sharon, how are you tonight, sweetie?
Good, good. Thanks for, I'm so glad you got to me.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get a notice?
No, not tonight.
I just, my soul must have known you were on here, so I just looked on Blog Talk and saw your show was on, so that's how I called in.
Yeah, you might have to, if, I mean, do you normally get notices?
Yeah.
Okay. So say if you're not getting them, you might have to text Randy and tell him you're not getting them. Sometimes he may forget to do it. You know, I know most of them are in groups, you know.
Right.
But there's times once in a while that I don't get notices either. So, you know, sometimes I get them and sometimes I don't. And it just may be at times he fails to click on everyone or click on each group. So, anyhow. Well, I'm glad you made it. And thank you for logging on tonight. Let me just pray for Father. I thank you for Sharon. And Lord, I thank you, God, for a settling. Father, I thank you for a settling of, Lord, just a settling. Lord, I thank you, for the peace of God that rules her heart, Lord. Father, I thank you, God, for calming the waters, Lord. I thank you for coming in and just speaking peace to the storms, Lord, for bringing a calm to the waters, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for her confidence in you. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for instilling even a greater confidence, Lord, as she sees over and over and over, God, your faithfulness. Lord, your faithfulness, Lord, and realizes that she can trust you and that she can lean upon you, Lord. And Lord, even just like in the boat, Lord, when the storm arose and the disciples, they said, Lord, do you not care that we perish? In the middle of the storm, they literally felt like they would perish while the Lord slept. But the Lord, it just showed what confidence and what peace God had, Jesus had in knowing that nothing was going to happen to any of them because he was there. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for touching Sharon's life, Lord, and for calming the waters, Lord, for calming the waters that are around her, Lord, that Lord, that at times seem troubled, that seem to, Lord, that make her feel like her boat is rocking at times. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you hear her prayers and that you are with her. Lord, I just thank you for a new level of confidence. Lord, I thank you for a new level of confidence and a new level. It's like I'm seeing light shining in your windows. I see light shining in your windows. That's Lord, wonderful. I thank you, Lord, for opening the windows of heaven for her, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the light of God shining in her windows, Lord, for bringing a new enlightenment, a new light, a new hope. You know, there's something just about the sunshine that brings, it releases like good things in our body. It, of course, we know we get vitamin D and things like that. But I had a friend one time. She's in heaven now, but she used to, if there were several days of rain in a row, it would just really pull her down. And then when the sunshine would break out, it's like it would just lift her spirit so much. You know, and we all can be like that to some degree, but I see the light. I just see like your windows, and I see the light of God shining in your windows and it bringing like a new level of peace and a new level of joy.
Thank God.
You know, and the light, sometimes when things are dark, you know, like we can go in a room and things, in the darkness, things can seem out of place. They can seem like they're, things can seem distorted when we're in the dark. You know, we can walk in a room and think, okay, I think the chair's over there, and then, bam, we whack our toe on it. It's like, oh, my gosh, I got turned around in the dark. And the things, when things are dark, it can just distort things or make things seem like they really aren't. The enemy loves to do that too, that when if he can pull us into a place of darkness, or just if there's a lack of enlightenment and things like that, that it can, he tries his best to make things seem like they're one way when they're really not that way. And when the light comes on and the light's brought in, then we can see clearly, and it's like, oh, okay, I turned the light on. Okay, I know. Okay, the chair's over there and the couch is over here and the doorway's here. Okay, I'm good. All's fine. And I think some of like seeing this light coming in your windows is God bringing a new light with it. There's a new enlightenment and just a new understanding. It will bring a new peace with you, to you with it. The light will bring a new peace. It will bring a new joy. It will bring a new settledness, because that's, you know, I was just hearing like a settledness or settled when I first started praying. So, Lord, I just thank you for the light of God and the peace of God that's in the light. Lord, the understanding and the vision that comes with the light, Lord, that it brings when we can see things for what they really are and not how the enemy tries to portray stuff. But when we see things as how they really are, and, Lord, how that you're with us and for us, and Lord, just how that you have things in place, Lord, it just brings a settledness to our spirit and a calm, and just being able to see, you know, just being able to see so that we're not whacking our toes on stuff and we're not feeling down the wall trying to find the doorway. Just having that sight and having that light on top of how light brings, it brings joy. Light just brings joy. And brings that feeling of all is well. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the light of God in Sharon's life. And Lord, that enlightenment and the joy and the peace and that settledness that comes with that, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for opening the windows of heaven, Lord, and pouring out blessings that she cannot contain. Amen. Amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you. That's so wonderful.
Amen. I could just see it was like I saw it like almost like you in your kitchen or something and just saw the light just shining in your windows. So praise God. He's so good.
Yes. Yeah.
Was there anything
a lot of things hidden in the darkness in my life?
Yeah.
You know, so that's really wonderful. People that I would like to pray for. Healing in relationships and to bring people in my life that I can trust that will help me to restore my life.
Yeah. I tell you what, trustworthy relationships are a huge blessing. They're few and far between, and it really takes is God connections, just connections of the Lord, divine connections that brings forth those treasured ones like that. And sometimes they're just seasons, but that's okay. Well, Lord, I come into agreement with Sharon, Father, and Lord, we just ask for those divine connections, Lord, of those individuals, Lord, even if it's only one, but Lord, those people or person, Lord, that would be sent into her life, someone that can pray with her and stand with her, Lord, someone that could be a valued friend that has a heart for her, Lord, one to bless her, not to use her, but to bless her. Lord, just like Moses had Aaron and had her, Lord, those that would hold his hands up, his arms up in battle, that when he became weary, that they were there to hold his arms up in battle so that he gained the victory. Lord, that when he would become so tired that he could no longer hold his own arms up, then they were there by his side to hold his arms up for him, Lord. And I just thank you, God, for those individuals, Lord, whoever it be, if it's just one even, Lord, those that you would send to Sharon, Lord, that would hold her arms up, Lord, that would be there for a listening ear, Father, for counsel, for whatever is needed, Lord, but just the divine relationships. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for discernment for Sharon, Lord, that she will know in her heart, Lord, that she'll have that feeling of connection when those people, Lord, when you send them, so that she'll know. And, Lord, that there will not be any counterfeits, Lord, that would try to step in and bring any kind of turmoil to her life, Lord, that those divine relationships, Lord, that are God sent and God connected, that are such a treasure from heaven, God. Lord, I thank you for those relationships, those friendships. Lord, that Sharon can be a blessing to them and they can be a blessing to Sharon, Lord. Lord, and Lord, that we sow into, we sow friendship and we sow trustworthiness, Lord, and then we reap. Just like planting corn, we reap what we sow. So, Lord, I just thank you for working that in her life, Lord, for bringing it forth and connecting her to those God connections, those divine connections. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. You're so wonderful.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. That's God's
intention
plans for you, for sure. I'm glad you got to call in tonight and we're able to hold and wait. So, well, I hope you have a blessed night and
bless
I hope the rest of your week
you
is really good.
Thanks. Okay, I'm gonna count on it.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. Good
night.
All
right. God bless you. All right, I have a couple more callers, but neither one of them have their hands up. So I'm just going to say, if you would like prayer, be sure and put your hand up. Let me see if I can identify one of the phone numbers here. Other than that, I've still got about 23 minutes left of the program. So, actually, if you would like prayer tonight, be sure and put your hand up, and I will certainly take your call. All righty. 903-720, how is my Miss Sylvia tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I tried to make sure that I had you there. Well, it's good to hear your voice tonight. I saw you on there, so...
Praise God.
Well, I hope you have had a beautiful weekend this weekend, girl.
Yes, I have. I'm just grateful and thankful. How about you?
Very much. It has been so wonderful to have the good weather the last couple of days as opposed to so much rain. To have that sunshine has been just beautiful. Thank you, Jesus, for it.
Let's pray for you.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for Miss Sylvia, God, and I just thank you, God, for...
Lord, I
thank you, God, for the angels that are around her life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the recognition. Father, I thank you, Lord, for... For Miss Sylvia, Lord, recognizing when the angels are working around her life. Lord, I thank you for her having that perception and understanding, Lord, that divine interference. I was questioning with, I heard the word interference, but I thought, is that really? You know, because interference doesn't sometimes sound like a good word, but honestly, when it's a divine interference, if it's a situation that's not a good situation, then divine interference is very much a good thing. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for divine interference, Lord, just like, Lord, when you step into a situation, situations that would come around us, situations that might would not be for our best, Lord, that there's divine intervention, I guess is a better word. I was hearing is interference. But, you know, sometimes the Lord will come in situations and he'll correct something before there's a problem. You know, it says before we call on him, he will answer. Before we call on him, he will answer. So sometimes there might be situations in the brewing, whether it's for our safety, whether it's for our provision, whether situations with neighbors or family members or things like that that would be less than desirable or would be troublesome to our life or would bring upset or anything like that or any kind of misunderstanding. That's kind of how I would see it a little bit, is it when there would be misunderstandings. with people around us sometime when they're just not, they're just misunderstanding how that the intervention of God, the how that God sometimes will come in and even the God, I'm going to use the word interfere because that's how I'm hearing it, is the interference of God to step in and correct a situation or move a situation before there's a problem. You know, God does that for us so many times that he will step in on our lives. He will step in a situation and he'll protect us from harm, or he'll protect us from even just trouble. You know, it's not always something that's life-threatening or anything like that. Sometimes it's just, you know, he'll save us from something that would be that would be upsetting to our life, you know, whether it's someone being ill at ease with us, someone that has a fuss with us or trying to start a fuss or anything like that, you know, yeah. How God just steps in and said, like with the scripture, he answers us before we even call. You know, I'm reminded of, and this has been several years ago, one day I was at the grocery store shopping. And I looked a couple of checkers down, and I saw a boy that I had gone to school with. Now, we didn't really have classes, so we weren't close or anything, but I knew who he was. You know, he was in the same grade, but I knew who he was. And I looked down there, and I thought, I hadn't seen that guy in 30 years or whatever it was. And so my groceries, they finished mine, and I bagged them. You know, they got them bagged up, and I headed to the car. And anyhow, as I was pulling out, I saw him pull out right behind me, going in down the same road. And as I headed down that road, and I was kind of, it was one of those things, I had bought groceries when I was really hungry because I had not had any lunch. You know, they say don't do that. But as I left, I had thought to myself, I thought, boy, I don't want to have to wait till I get all the way home and can cook something or fix something. Maybe I'll just go get a hamburger. You know, turn right here and go get a hamburger. And then I thought, I'll just head on home. And I really, and honestly, it's like I felt Holy Spirit just say, turn here, go get a burger. Go ahead and go get a burger. So I did, you know, and I thought, you know, I'm really hungry. I didn't, at that moment, I honestly didn't necessarily realize it was Holy Spirit. I just thought it was hunger pains saying, go on and get you a burger. So I turned off that road, and I went on and got a burger. And I ended up, since I'd turned and gone another way, I went home a different direction. I didn't go home on that road because there's more than one way I can come home. Well, it was a day or two. It was a couple of days later. I went back down that road, you know, that this boy had been on behind me. And I looked, and at a four-way stop, there was a sign there that someone had put up and said, if you saw anything on such and such day, and it had been that day, said, and this boy's name was Steve. Said, you know, such and such Steve was hit and killed here by a driver. And I thought, oh, Lord. See, I had been in front of him, and very possibly, had I continued on that road and had gotten to that four-way stop, very possibly I would have been the one that was hit and possibly killed. But the Lord, when I left there, the Lord told me, you know, I kept having that leading of go ahead and turn off and go get a burger. That was one of those things. I wasn't praying for it. I wasn't looking for it. I had no idea. But God intervened on my behalf and saved me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Saved me, you know, saved my life very possibly. So,
thank you, Lord.
You know, when the word says that he answers us before we ever call, it's not always life-threatening. Sometimes it's just a situation of he just saves us some heartache. Or maybe he just saves us some trouble or whatever's going on, but the divine intervention of God. Lord, we just thank you for it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that how you watch over Sylvia, Lord, how that you have the angels around her. And Lord, divine interference, Lord, how that you have always not only do you have her back, Lord, but your word says you go before us and you make the crooked places straight.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, that you cover her and you keep her, Lord, that you are around her on all sides at all times.
Thank you.
And Lord, I just thank you, Father, how you have kept her and how you bless her, Lord. And Lord, even if there's trouble that the enemy would try to send or sometimes people just being people, how that they would try to, Lord, that situations could arise that would just bring turmoil or problems into our life, Lord, how that you're already going before us, Lord, and you're straightening all of that out. And, Lord, you're just perfecting things. Lord, your word says you perfect everything that concerns us. So, God, I thank you, Lord, how beautifully that you look out for Miss Sylvia, Lord, and how that, Lord, you're just surrounding her with your love. You're surrounding her with your protection. God, you're bringing peace into her life and around her life and around her home, Lord.
Yes.
Not even, Lord, when the enemy wants to come in and shake things up, Lord, that he can't, because you've got us covered. You've got us covered and surrounded by your love, Lord, and your peace. And, Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia. And thank you, Lord, for her dedication to you, her heart for you, Lord, her heart for your purposes. Lord, I just thank you for it. Lord, I speak a blessing over her life. Lord, I speak blessing over her life and goodness and abundance and provision in everything. And health. And joy, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. And what you picked up on with tonight, the peace, you talked about the peace and having peace, and peace is a healing, and how I meditate on being just breathing in and out and relaxing with the Father and having a peace with him and healing, and that was definitely a confirmation, because I had a family member, and we've been kind of going back and forth with some funeral arrangements, and everything I would say would never be, you know, just making suggestions about this, and we're not gonna do that. Okay, you know, just still having a peace. Not no disagreement, but just making some suggestions about this. And, we're not going to do that. And everything you said was confirmation.
Praise God. Praise God.
That was confirmation. No more than
God
three,
is so good. God knows what's going on in our lives.
Say anything. I'm just going to say, okay, whatever. I'm not trying to change anything. I just kind of make us some suggestions about, I'm just going to do it short and sweet, and I'm going to do this. And I said, okay, that's fine. Well, I make a suggestion about this. No, I'm going to have it here. I'm going to pick this out here. And I'm like, okay. You know, wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
But just
thank
having
you, Lord.
A peace. Thank you for the angels of protection around me.
Yes.
Keeping me safe, and the Holy Ghost just, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for, there's no telling how many times that the Lord intervenes in our life and fixes things before we ever get there, you know, that protects us and gives us favor and just makes the way. We would probably be shocked if we knew how many times that God goes before us and just makes a way for us and protects us and all that we never even know about.
Never know. But I'm grateful and I'm thankful for the word from heaven from you, for how he uses you and in our lives on PGN. I'm grateful for PGN and Randy and all the other announcers. But I was just sitting there listening, and you know how you said about the Memorial Day, a lot of people might be on. And I listen, but I try to give other people a chance. But I'm so glad I put my hand up.
I'm glad you did too, huh? I'm glad
and
you did too.
And your sweet voice and your spirit, just the sweet, calm spirit from heaven, it just gives me a peace to listen to the other ones and the colors and all the things that the ink and the cartridges and I was just imagining how I used to do that, and I was like, oh my God, that's beautiful, you know, from the different ways you go about doing your explanation of how the Lord is what you see. It's amazing.
Yeah, God's good. God is, he's so big, and I mean, God has so many ways of talking to people and showing us things, and God is just, he's truly so interesting. I mean, he's fun, he's interesting, and he's so big. So praise God. Praise God.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in, sweetie. I'm so glad I got to talk to you and got to pray with you, and I just hope you have a really good rest of the week. And
yes,
I just speak the peace of God over you.
Thank you. I receive that in the name of Jesus, and you have a good night and a good week. And keep me. It just amazed me that week, that day you told me I was on your mind, and you had been praying for me, and I called in. I was like, yes, Lord, I know. Ooh, thank you. Thank you for just keeping me in your prayers.
You're more than welcome. You know, the Lord puts different ones on my mind many times. A lot of different times the Lord will bring different ones to my mind, and I'll pray for different ones that call in. So God knows. And it's a beautiful network that the Lord has put together through this PGN, and he's using each and every one. I'm so thankful to Randy and to Julie for just having them.
Yes.
You know, it's awesome.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Thank you, Lord, for letting me be a part. Well, be blessed,
sweetie,
and I will talk to you again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, that's all that I have tonight with their hand up. So I just want to bless each and every one that has called tonight and that has waited and that has listened. And I just pray that God gives you peace tonight, that he gives you blessings and understanding and insight, that all of God's plans and purposes for your life, that they all come into alignment and are fulfilled, that the joy of the Lord just overtake you in the goodness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, y'all have a blessed week. Randy will be on here in a few minutes at 9 o'clock. And I may not be back on here next Monday night, because next Monday night is my 40th wedding anniversary. Oh, goodness, I sound like I'm old. So I don't know for sure that I'll be here next Monday night. It depends on what my husband wants to do, but we'll be celebrating 40 years of marriage. Wow. Anyhow, God bless each and every one. I love you. Good night.